Welcome back to our third episode of Out of the Sandbox. I'm Madu.
I'm Katie.
And today we'll be talking... Oh.
And today we're going to be talking about Oxenfree.
That was a great way to start. Sandbox is a podcast where we share reviews written by people like you. Well, maybe not exactly like you. On each episode, we will pick a game and try to find some middle ground between the reviews we read here and our own experiences as players of the game. So, Oxenfree is a game that came out in 2016. A graphic adventure game developed by Night School Studio.
It's also Night School Studio's first game, but it's their first game under that name.
Yeah, I think they actually worked for Disney.
They worked for Telltale, I think.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Because a lot of the voice actors, like Alex's voice actor, she's voiced by Erin Yvette.
Yes.
Who is also the woman who voiced Bonnie from The Walking Dead, Snow White, and Lady Arkham.
Those are some...
And even Sister Mary Wormhole from Night School Studio's second game, After Party.
Those are some games we have to talk about at some other point because they're really good. Are you an indie game developer? Do you have a video game in the making? We know how hard it is to promote your game with a low budget. So for all the small game developers out there, we would like to offer you what we can to help. Write to us at outofthesandbox@gmail.com and tell us about your project. You might just hear about your game in our next episode. Okay, so Oxenfree. It's a game where you play as a teenage girl called Alex, and Alex goes on a weekend trip with some friends to an island that I think was like an abandoned military base, and accidentally they unleash a paranormal... I can't say that. Supernatural force.
Good save.
Thank you. So Alex and her friends must figure out what that force is and how to stop it, because some really creepy stuff start happening in the island. It's a really good game. I mean, if you like the 80s aesthetic and stuff like Stranger Things or Steven Spielberg movies, you should really play this game.
Yeah, it has a lot of like good older vibes to it.
It does.
And it has really cool like mechanics for the game. And I like the... The game looks like it's 2D, but as you start to walk around, it's 3D.
Yeah, I think it's called 2.5D. It's 3D characters in a 2D environment. Or was
really
it all
pretty.
The way around? It's really nice. But some people do not think it's that good. I think we should start with the bad reviews. And if you want, since you went first last time, I can go first this time.
Go for it.
Okay. Actually, it was hard finding bad reviews for this game. Because it has a really good rating.
It was difficult for me, too, to find one that wasn't just aggressive.
True. This one is a little bit aggressive, but it's not so bad.
I feel.
Okay. I got this from... I didn't write that down, but I think it was Metacritic. And it's from G. Say Van Den. And they said... This game is a one-way ticket to Boreville. Unfortunately, during your journey, you will also have to sit next to a bunch of annoying millennials whining. Nice graphics and high-quality voice acting, though. That was it.
Oh, well, we have some good voice actors.
There was really good voice acting. I really liked it. It felt very natural.
Yeah, because we've got people like Aaron Yvette and Gavin Harmon, who are both very well known in Telltale.
They are.
Yep.
They are. Okay, your turn.
Alrighty, let's see. My bad review is from Steam, and it is from CTOR.
Right.
Yeah. Who has... The game isn't recommended at all. And this is what he has to say. Had to refund it. The characters were very dislikable. No matter what dialogue option I chose, it almost always gave in a sassy tone. Not much room for personality. And that's it.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Well, see, they don't have strong arguments to say that this game is that bad, honestly.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this, that people just naturally don't like teenagers.
They don't. Actually, if you want, I have a bonus bad review. If you want, it's pretty short. And I think I told you about this. We talked about this. It's actually, well, it's a one-star review from someone who bought the game on Amazon.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna read it and we can talk about it. It says, "Too Immature." That's the title. What a bad game. I got mad at my dad for buying it when he could have bought me another game. It's just stupid high school drama. Why would I want high school drama in my life? I already have a life. And we did talk about it because I remember I said, how is a portal to another dimension something that happens every day?
Yeah, because I mean, like, and the thing is, without any spoilers to this game, it isn't still, it just still give, like, interesting teenage stories. It's not like your basic, like, oh, I'm being bullied, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. Like, because Alex has a whole new stepbrother, which, and we have to, like, figure out their relationship, and they're kind of awkward. So it's like, that's still new and not as often used.
Yes, and I want to say that in the last episode we reviewed Life is Strange, and we talked about how the dialogue didn't feel like it was written by teenagers. And in this case, I think it does feel much more natural.
Yeah, the only real complaint that I ever had with the dialogue was like something horrific would be happening and they would still kind of stay calm.
Yes. And also that sometimes a lot of people complain that it's not going anywhere. Like, it's dialogue that's completely pointless. And I think that actually helps to the realism of the dialogue.
Yeah, because, like, Rin is a really good example.
He really is.
Because Rin is very annoying.
He is Alex's best friend, right?
Yes.
Yes, and he can be very annoying.
Because he talks non-stop. Even when you're doing something important and, like, you need to focus, he's still in the background just talking about things that don't matter.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
But that's still realistic.
Yeah, and that's great characterization.
Because you're just like, oh, well, there's Rin. He won't shut up. Let's keep going.
And you can interrupt him.
You can. But he'll just pick up later.
Yeah, that's another great thing about the mechanics of this game, is that you get three options, right? Most of the times, or two options of what your character is gonna say. And if you choose one of the options before the other character stops talking, they interrupt him or her or whoever's talking. And that's really cool.
It is, because it's to like, wait. It makes sense.
Yeah.
That was also one of the only, like, bad things that I kept seeing about the game was that the options do go very fast.
Yes, and as someone who is not a native English speaker, that was probably one of the hardest thing to follow, and I read that on a lot of reviews, because right now, I think you can play with subtitles, but when it came out, it was only in English, and if you had a hard time with it, and you had to think about it, it would go by really, really fast, and it was hard to keep up.
Yeah. And, like, if you didn't pick an option, the game would just be like, oh, well, Alex is silent. Now people are going to get upset.
Yes. And
so
the endings change. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's well, really good.
I think that if you play it on Steam and other friends play it, when you go to, like, certain areas and see, like, your reflection, your other friends, their choice is what you hear.
Really? We should check that out.
I'm pretty sure that's how, because when I played it, the credits, it had like my friends who also played the games, like usernames.
Wow. Well, okay, so we should explain people who haven't played this game. The whole supernatural thing, without spoiling much of the game, you start it accidentally with a radio, and as you tune in the frequencies, you get to see weird stuff happening around the island, and you don't know if they're your friends or if they're a ghost or if there's it's just something weird going on. And in some cases, well, maybe you do get to see other players. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, it is a game that you have to play more than once.
Yes.
And it has different endings and all that.
Yes. The whole slow-paced rhythm this game has can be a little boring if you're playing it for the second time.
Yes.
Because the way you navigate through the game is, it's pretty simple. And it looks a lot like a platformer. And it's kind of slow because you're walking to places and you're talking in the meantime. And when you play the first time, it's great because you have time to talk to the other characters. But when you're trying to play it for the second time or the third time, it gets a little slow and repetitive.
But
it's still worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we like the characters, so...
We did like the character. Do you want to go with the other review?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. My next review is from Shut Your Mouth on Steam.
Oh. They like the game?
Yes, they did.
I'm glad.
And the review is, you know it's a good game when it leaves you empty inside when you finish it, and then you dream of the characters. Or it might be because I have no friends in real life. Time to cry in my mother's basement now.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I can relate a little bit.
Oh man.
For some reason, I do like games that break my heart so bad.
Oh yeah.
I love that. I don't know why, honestly.
Well, it's funner. It means you're more emotionally attached.
Too emotionally attached.
Well, I mean...
Well, I didn't get so emotional with this game.
No, I didn't either. But I did like the characters, and if something bad was happening, I was still like, oh no.
Yes, and there's a lot of things...
That can go horribly wrong.
horrible things that can happen to the characters. So if you like this kind of game, it's a really good option.
Yeah.
I can go with my review now.
Go for it.
Okay. So this review says the right amount of weird. I liked it. It says, I didn't like the game at first. The characters were annoying, and I thought I didn't like the dialogue system. Boy, I was wrong. After some minutes playing, 15 minutes I guess, I was hooked. The game is intriguing, the story is not obvious. Everything is short, but in the right pace. You start having feelings for the characters. My responses in the dialogue system started reflecting what I was feeling rather than my strategy for the game. That's not common. This is 4 hours you're not going to regret or forget.
I agree with all that.
This is very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that.
It's so balanced.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, it's honest, it's all good.
Yes, the characters are annoying at first.
Yes.
Especially Ran. He won't shut up.
Well, yeah.
He's adorable, but he won't shut up.
Yes.
And that last beat about the letting the whole choices reflect your feelings and not the strategy, that's awesome because it's immersive. You
get a
great experience if you can do that.
You care more about what's happening.
Yeah, and you're not trying to like win the game because there's no way you can win this game. It's just you just get to the end. But sometimes you feel like you have to win.
Yeah. With a lot of these story games, like, you're not supposed to win. There's no winning or losing. It's just experience.
I mean, just emotionally.
Experiencing it.
Yes. Or for the character, because in the end, this game, it has a lot of different options, and but mostly it's just about the relationship of the characters, how it ends.
Yeah.
So yeah, you do get invested into it. Dramatically.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
You do.
And another thing I love about this game, about the narrative, is that it could totally work. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think it could totally work as a movie.
It could.
I mean, you'd lose this whole spontaneous thing with the dialogue and everything and choosing your own path. But
yes,
the story is really good.
It is really good.
I mean, if you like stories kind of like Stranger Things, where it's not something super complicated, it's just there's a little bit of supernatural elements there. It's good.
Yeah.
It's short. It's a short game. I think it took me like 4 or 5 hours to finish it.
Yeah, that sounds
and
about
that's
right.
That's me.
Well, you're very slow.
I'm very slow. I take the time to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
It was good. And, well, you know, the art is good. There's one thing I didn't like about the game, and it's that I get it. I do get the creative choice, but you see the backgrounds. The backgrounds are great.
They are.
But the characters end up looking really, really, really small sometimes. And if you're not playing in a big screen, that can be a little confusing sometimes.
Right.
Not comfortable to watch.
Right. You know? They are very small.
They are very small. Sometimes it looks great because you can focus on the background rather than the characters.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do want to see the characters up close.
Yeah. Because the only real time you get to see what the characters like genuinely look like is as they take pictures in the game, the load screen shows the picture taken.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, and you can see that there's a lot of detail into each character because they look completely different in the photos than what they do during the gameplay.
Yeah, but it's just the stylized choice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because, like, the characters still blend in. They do match the world around them really good.
They do. And the whole, like, the whole island looks great. I think the atmosphere is great. And it changes from the minute it starts towards the end. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
It is. It's everything about this game is, there's been thought put into it.
Yes, definitely. And you can tell this was done by people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, and who care about what they're doing.
Yes. And I think it was a great choice to go with a small game. I mean, it's not a small, I'm not saying it's completely simple. It's just that it's pretty limited, and that sometimes is the best choice you can make creatively.
Yes.
Because it's not a big game, so you can put a lot of time and effort into detail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. The soundtrack.
It was nice.
I forgot to write down who worked on the soundtrack. I suck. I'm sorry. But it was really good.
It was. And this game has a lot of old-timey music.
Yes. They
Which
do.
Is awesome.
Yes. They have this whole, like, retro vibe going on.
It does.
Mixing some stuff from, like, the 40s or the 50s. I think it's more like the 50s. And it's really cool.
It is. You've got some scary, you've got some weird, you've got some 40s, 50s vibes, you've got teenagers.
You have Ren talking the whole time.
You got Ren talking. You've got a cool radio mechanic.
Yeah, and it's really simple. You just have to dial. I mean, you just move the wheel on your mouse. What's that thing called? Is it called a wheel?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay. It's just really simple.
Yeah. And I like that on the radio, you do have more than just, like, you have to go into this station. You can actually, like, look around on the radio, and there are songs, and there's radio stations, there's talking.
Some creepy talking.
But still talking. Thought was put into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, it's really good. I love doing that. When you can explore and move around and you find out stuff like that, and it's really fun. Because you're not just following one main goal and that's it.
I also like the map.
Yes.
Because, like, it looks just like a normal map that somebody's, like, right in their, like, go here to save Ren. And then it just gets marked out because, like, we've done it.
Yes. Yes, it's really nice and simple and nice looking.
And it matches the characters. It matches Alex.
Yes. And without giving any spoilers, the ending is... I like the ending. It wasn't disappointing.
No. Because you get, like, 5 or 6 different endings, but they're still, like, the basic...
The story is always kind of, like, the same.
Yes.
So, the choices you make don't affect the story that much, but what happens with the characters.
Yes.
And it's still really good.
I can say that I got the ending with the less amount of percentage. I did not get, like, the bestest ending you could have got, but I was okay with it.
Well, I think most people are okay with their endings because the story is good.
Yeah, it is.
And
good.
It's like, the worst feeling ever when you watch a story and you enjoy the whole thing and then the ending is just bad and disappointing. Yeah. Well, I don't think that happens here.
I don't think so either. I think that regardless of the ending, like, you still are rewarded.
Yes.
It still feels rewarding.
Yes. And it's still a good closure to the story. Yes. Do you have any other thing you'd like to say?
Nope, I'm good.
I'm good.
That's all. I don't have any more notes. Well, I'm good.
I think we covered enough. I mean, you could really talk a lot more about the story, but let's not. Let's keep it spoiler-free for the people who haven't played it.
We're trying to encourage people to experience these games, too.
Without getting spoiled.
Yes.
Which is really hard for me.
I know.
I'm sorry, but it's really hard for me. We can discuss this later.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's it, then thanks for staying around this long.
Yeah. And tune in to us next week, and we'll be talking about Sally Face.
Oh, Sally Face.
Oh, Sally Face.
That should be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I know, I'm excited too. We'll see next week.
If you enjoyed this episode or have a game you'd like us to review, let us know on Twitter at Out of the Sandbox and keep up to date with new episodes each week on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.